Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it is Wednesday. Hey, it's 4:07. I know. I can tell time. Il est 4:07. That's 4:07 in French. I get it. 7 minutes late, but that's what happens when people don't know how to drive, and boy, they were crazy out on the highways today. But listen, compared to the mad psychopath, they were just having another day on the road. No big deal. None at all. Just fine. Thank you. Because Donald is absolutely insane. Now, when I laugh, you have to understand, I'm not all that bent out of shape. You know, a lot of people are so upset. I was a lot more upset about Hillary. Hillary worked her whole life and was unbelievably prepared for this phenomenal job of president of the United States. She had a whole government put together, ready to go. Just too bad. We lost. But she really wanted to do good. That's the bottom line. And she lost that opportunity. She did a lot of things in government. She first lady, and she was senator from New York, secretary of state. She did a lot, and she is a great lady, and she would have made a great president. Well, okay, that was sad for us, and for her somewhat. As far as Kamala, she would have made a phenomenal president. And she was this fabulous inspiration for the country. But obviously, there were some people who didn't agree. And here's the thing about that. You know, Donald talks about, you know, a landslide. He won three key battleground states by 1%. One. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Now, if you win by 1%, you win. But it's not a landslide. And he's kidding himself by trying to say that he has this enormous political capital and he can do whatever he wants. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad that he believes it, because it'll only embolden him to do things that are so crazy that he might end up just like Richard Nixon. 2 years in and out. Maybe. It's possible. Now, let me add to that. Just look what he's doing now. First, before we get to Matt Gaetz, let's talk about this Pete Hegseth guy. I mean, we've all managed to figure out how to pronounce his name. And maybe we're going to need to know his name, because he may actually be the Secretary of Defense. And what's his background? The man's a talk show host. And not even a mainstream. He's The Weeknd. He's The Weeknd, where certainly on Fox, you know, people, you know, they're not exactly bringing in the numbers. Probably can't compete with Ali Velshi or Katie Fang or any of those great individuals who really know what they're doing, but also, you know, shouldn't be Secretary of Defense. That's not what they should be. And neither should Pete Hegseth. And let me say this about Hegseth. And this is so funny. I mean, except for that it actually affects people. Remember, Donald said, women, I will protect you. Whether you like it or not. Yeah, that's an abuser. We understand that. And he is an abuser. We know what he's done. And he may have done more. We don't know that. But he's already been adjudicated as a rapist. So that's that. He's a rapist. How much more? We don't know. But he's a rapist. Okay. Now, Greg says, but Trump won. 1 or 10%. Doesn't matter. He won. I agree. I already said that. No, I agree with you completely, Greg. However, how much political capital have you got with 1%? Well, you can think you've got everything and you can go for it. It's not going to do you a lot of good in the long run. In fact, we've seen how this ends. We've watched this in the past. I know Donald Trump doesn't fit the norms. Get out of here. He'll fit the norms. If people don't like him, he'll have a problem. And they're not going to like him. And I'll tell you who's not going to like him. Although, there's no explaining, because let's face it, I said women would go after him. And though there were a lot of women, but not enough. And just a lot of people stayed home. 10 million voters stayed home. They said, we're not doing this. I don't know why, but they stayed home. But now, here comes Donald, not on abortion, not on IVF, none of that. He wants to take women out of their roles in the military. And I can assure you, women are speaking up today and saying, you know, thanks, but no thanks. We fought, not physical fighting. We fought politically to get where we are, where we can make our own decisions about what we want to do in our jobs, in the military. Pete Hegseth says, oh, no, those women can't be in the military. And by the way, it's not just a matter of how strong they are. No, that's not the only thing. He just thinks if you've got women that are on the front line, that men will be distracted. They can't control themselves, and they'll end up killed by an enemy that doesn't care whether they're men or women, and they're going to come and get us. And we're going to be in grave danger because our men are going to be staring at those women's bodies and they're going to get killed instead of fighting the battles. Where do they get these maniacs? Where do these lunatics come from? Now, it's true that men do abuse women in the military. That's a reality. And that's a shame, and we need to fight back against that. But to say that women can't perform a role in the military just the way a man does, I mean, where are we going back to? Now, I know we're through with Kamala, at least for the moment, because, you know, the line, it was a great line. We're not going back. Well, guess what? We are going back, okay? Kamala was wrong on that one. We're going back. So, yeah, that's what's happening. So that's Pete Hegseth, a true genius and strong supporter of women, because he doesn't want women to be in harm's way in the military because they just can't be there. They'll distract men's attention, and they'll not be able to lift a box or whatever. I don't know. I'm sure they can fly a jet. I'm sure they can fly a helicopter. Okay. That's Trump. That's how they say. They say, oh, that's just Trump being Trump. Well, you know what? That's Hitler being Hitler. What are you talking about? What are you, crazy? You going to allow this lunacy? Well, for the moment we are. We've got no choice. We voted for it. Greg says, women should not be in the line of fire or dangerous or physical jobs. And why would that be, Greg? Honestly, why would that be? I'll tell you a better one. I shouldn't be in the line of fire or dangerous or physical jobs. Not forget women. I, Mark Kaysen, should not be there. I mean, when the guns start going off and the bullets and all the ammunition and artillery, when it's all flying, no, not I. Get me out of there. But I think there's some women who do want to be there, and if they do, they should be. Right. Michael says, ask Israel how tough women can be in the military. Michael, these people are crazy. They don't know anything. And by the way, I'm glad you brought that up about asking Israel. Let's talk about some Jews. I'm a Jew. Michael is a Jew. Yeah, we got a family of Jews. Well, let me say this. Jews and black women maintained the enormous advantage in favor of Democrats in this last election. They weren't going to be affected by any nonsense. You know how I always say, women aren't stupid. Well, I guess some were. And some other groups are not stupid, but as it turns out, black women weren't stupid. And Jews weren't stupid. But you got a bunch of stupid people who decided to vote for Hitler. And, you know, I think it's so important that we not drop the Hitler designation at this point. And the reason I say that is because if it was right before the election, well, then it's right now, too. There's no sense in just allowing everybody off the hook, because this guy is Hitler. Certainly, he admires Hitler. How do we know? We know because John Kelly told us. That's how we know. And for those people who don't understand who John Kelly is, see, it's not me telling you about Hitler. This is John Kelly telling you about Hitler. So, believe me, it's not that I want to hide from it. I don't. I'm very, very comfortable saying that this man is Hitler. He talked about his administration being the Unified Reich. And I'll tell you, Unified Reich is Hitler. I dare you to use another word than Hitler or Nazi. I don't understand what the dare is. The man is a Nazi, and he personally wants to be Hitler. He admires Hitler. He told John Kelly he was praising Hitler. Kelly's not lying. However, get this, because Kelly did that, well, there's a gigantic push on by Donald to purge the military. Let's just get all these four-star generals out of there that think that people who fight in the military are honorable. Because as you well know, Donald also says that if you fight in the military and you get wounded or they catch you, put you in a prisoner of war camp, then you, according to Donald, are a sucker and a loser. Again, it's not just John Kelly. There were 15 other top military officers who signed a document swearing that John Kelly was telling the truth. So I guess they're all liars. Well, they're not. And really, people know they're not. And I don't understand. Is there someone out here who's hypnotized by Donald? I don't know. I know that these are probably, as I always say, the same people who would believe that Robert Young should take out your appendix because he was Marcus Welby. Donald has never done anything. Nothing. Except for lose whatever it was that he had. Which, by the way, DJT. I know it's bounced around a lot and there were rumors and other things happening, but stock's back down to 28 today, down almost $3. And just if you need to have it quantified for you, he lost somewhere around $250 million, $300 million today. At $28, down from 80. So that's down about $6 billion from the high. He had 10, down 6. Yeah, somewhere around $3 billion right now. Anyway, the guy is a disaster. But one thing happened today that was outstanding. The Democrats lost control of the House of Representatives for sure. That is so good. I can't think of anything better than that. And I'll tell you why. When Donald gets credit for everything that he's done, and believe me, he's going to get full credit. When he gets credit for everything he's done, I don't want anyone to say, well, it wouldn't have happened if those Democrats hadn't blocked everything. I don't want that. I don't want to hear any of it. I want to be sure that when we come after this guy in the next election or, you know, it might be at the midterm, we may toss him then like Richard Nixon. I don't know, but it's certainly possible. But when he's gone, I promise you, he will point his finger in every direction at everybody on the planet except for himself. He'll take no responsibility for any of the stuff he's about to wreck. None of it. He will say, I didn't do it. I was just trying to save the country and protect women, and I was doing everything right. And these people, these horrible people, you know, Jews, blacks, Mexicans, Muslims, these horrible people, they did this to me. That's what he's going to do. He's going to be pointing that finger all over the place. There isn't one thing that he will say, I did it. Not one. Greg says he finds it offensive for those words to be used. Which words are those? Nazis? Is that the one? Yeah, I guess that's the one. The man's a Nazi. And again, many leading Jewish writers have said Donald's a Nazi. But the important thing to me is that John Kelly and 15 other top military leaders all pointed to the fact that Donald was praising Hitler. So, yeah, he's a Nazi. Unified Reich, you explain to me what other explanation there is for Unified Reich. And here's one for you. Project 2025 is one of the worst documents you're ever going to come across. And believe me, they're not running away from it anymore. That's over. His people are now embracing Project 2025, and Donald doesn't have to say a word because they think they're just going to do it the way they did Roe v. Wade. Here's one for you. Donald is demanding, not requesting, demanding that Joe Biden stop appointing judges. Well, that's cute. Last time I checked, Joe Biden is the president of the United States. Greg says, so moving the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem is being a Nazi. Greg, you know, you're missing so much here. You really are. And lots of people are. You know, Donald says one thing and then he does another thing. And somebody thinks, well, I'll just grab that one and say he's good. First of all, moving the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem was only antagonizing people. There was no reason for that. And beyond that point, the man's still a Nazi. He works with neo-Nazis. Neo-Nazi groups all over this country. All over this country. Support Donald Trump. Yeah, Greg says, my small Jewish heritage, even with my small Jewish heritage, I find those words offensive. Well, listen, I don't have a small Jewish heritage, Greg. I have a very large Jewish heritage. And I find it offensive that we have a Nazi who praises Hitler in the White House. I don't care what Israel did. Israel can be wrong. Greg says Israel celebrated the move. I don't care. What's the difference? I have my view. Israel has its view. I love Israel as a place where Jewish people can be protected when you have crazy anti-Semites all over the world. That is the reason I like Israel. Now, if Israel does something wrong, they do it wrong. Nazi, by my words, yes. The man's a Nazi. He said that his administration will be the Unified Reich. That's all I need to hear. That's his words. That tells you where his head is. And you know, let's even go further than that. This guy was saying during the election that if he lost, the Jews would be to blame. Well, that's what everybody says. I mean, that's the favorite thing. I don't know what to do, so what the heck? Let's blame a Jew. Let's blame all the Jews. It's what Nazis do and others, collaborators with Nazis. Look, I can't help it. This guy does what he does. His friends are Nazis. You know, there are good people on both sides. Everybody knows what this lunatic is about. I'm just not afraid to say it. And I understand there are people in our government who are afraid to say it because they think it'll cost them the next election. Well, guess what? They said all the right things this time, and they lost. So maybe you better stop worrying about what the wrong thing is and just say the right thing. And then let's go another step. People who are coming here from other countries, migrants, looking for a place where they can be protected, a place where they can live without fear, a place where no one will come for them in the middle of the night and whisk them off to a concentration camp. And oh, excuse me, I forgot. That's Donald Trump's new plan. Immigrant detention centers. I guess that's the cleansed way of saying Nazi concentration camp, because that's what it is. He said he's going to take children, wives, men who he considers to be somehow dangerous because he doesn't like them, people who have lived here for 20 years, came here when they were one, know nothing except for the United States of America, love the United States of America, speak English better than Donald, and are good people who simply want United States citizenship. And Donald doesn't even want to allow their children to have it when their children are born here in the United States. And these people came here at 1 year old, had no responsibility for breaking the law. And they've done the right thing all along. And Donald wants to round them up and put them in immigrant detention centers. It's a Nazi. I mean, what do I have to tell you? That makes him a Nazi. He says the words of Nazis. He does things that Nazis do. And he praises Nazis. He's a Nazi. I mean, I don't know what else I could tell you. If none of that were true, then we could just say, oh, let's get on another subject. Because this man is obviously just a regular American citizen. But he's not. He wants to put 12 million people who have lived here in the United States in peace and decency, he wants to put them into immigrant detention centers. These are all, it's his words. That's his words. See, Greg, you're missing this. If he does what Nazis do, if he says, I am praising Nazis, and if he uses the words of Nazis, then he's a Nazi. I mean, this isn't just calling him a name. In fact, it's not calling him a name. In fact, I believe that for him, he considers this to be a badge of honor, but he just doesn't know how to work it out so he can say to America, I'm a Nazi, I love Hitler, and have America buy into it. Michael writes, his supporters get offended when we use Hitler and Nazi, but they had no problem voting for him. He is Hitler. Now, let me give you another Hitler point in this. This is really important. You know, we could all walk away from this and forget it. But, you know, he talked about poisoning the blood of America. Then he said he never heard of that before. But after he said he never heard of it before, and after he was explained to that this is Nazi language, this is what Hitler said, he went out and did it again, and then again, and then again. He wants to be Hitler. He just doesn't want you to punish him for it. Listen, you got to talk to Mary Trump. She'll explain to you he is a Nazi. But look, DRC, and I met you the other day, and you're a nice lady, and I love Greg. But listen, I'm not watching this on MSNBC. They're not saying this. They are not. This is not what they're saying. This is not what they're saying on MSNBC. You turn on MSNBC, they're not calling him a Nazi. They are not. They've stopped. The election's over. They're done with the Nazi part. No, they're not saying it, DRC. They're not. They've cut it out. I'm saying it because I know he is a Nazi. I've studied the Nazis. I have to say that most people alive today, unfortunately, have probably not read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Now, Donald says, and I assure you he hasn't read it because he couldn't read 1,000 pages, but Donald says that this is going to be the unified Reich. Hitler's government was the Third Reich. This is the unified Reich. This is his government. This is his version of Nazis. And believe me, he's got some Nazis with him that are unbelievable. Haven't even gotten to Matt Gaetz yet. We will. Military purges he wants. He wants to get rid of the military. The top generals and admirals, he wants them out. Well, it's funny that you say what you do about Joy Reid, DRC. She is my least favorite person on MSNBC. Sure, she's a nice lady. She certainly supports the same black agenda that I believe in. I just don't like the way she talks about lots of things. I just don't. Lots of things. I listen to her, and every time I listen, I go, it just doesn't sound right. There are lots of people on MSNBC like her that I don't like. But I will say that there are great people on MSNBC, and they're not calling Donald a Nazi today. And I assure you that Joe Scarborough is not, because one of the things that Joe Scarborough says is that we ought to, you know, calm down on the rhetoric that might cause people on the other side to be alienated. But see, here's the problem. By doing that, you're denying the truth. And then when it comes down to it and he does the Nazi things, then we haven't called it out for what it is. And we need to. So, look, I love a lot of those guys. I like Joe Scarborough. I love Mika. Rachel, great. Simone, outstanding. Michael Steele, terrific guy. Oh, stop it. Scarborough isn't a murderer. Please. Donald keeps saying that, but he's not. I mean, Scarborough says he could sue him, but he's just not even going to play games with it. But Greg says, search your heart, Mark. You know he's never said anything Reich-related. No, Greg, he has. See, that's part of the problem of not calling this out. He put on Truth Social that his government would be the unified Reich. That's what he put there. Now, he said someone else did it. But everybody knows, and they knew at the time, that there are only two people who had access to Truth Social. One, and I shouldn't even say truth, untruth, I know people say, but I don't even like to say any of it. But look, he put it on there, or his buddy put it on there that he uses as an assistant, and those were the only two people who were able to access it, and then they took it off because it caused a lot of trouble really quick. Greg says, show me. Well, how can I show you if he took it off? Come on, use your head. But it was on there. Everybody saw it. So look, that's just part of it. We know he says that all these people are poisoning the blood of America. And you know, and I know, that those are Hitler's words. Hitler's words. He was told to stop it, and he only increased it. So what does that tell you? Poisoning the blood of America. And who did he say was poisoning the blood of America? Black people and other Asians. Black people. That's who he identified. Donald's a bad person. He's a horrible person. He's a dangerous person. But here's the deal. Thankfully, the Congress is all Republican. All Republican. That is good. That is important. Because, for example, they're going to put on those tariffs. When they put on those tariffs, I don't want a Democrat anywhere near it. Because that's when you're going to see some people taking some responsibility. Let the Republican Party take full responsibility for what Donald is going to do. When he throws these tariffs, wow. People are going to be screaming. DRC says trifecta. Yes. I'm very pleased at this, DRC. This is what I want. It's very important to keep the Republicans in full charge of the entire government. Because when this thing hits, I absolutely do not want Democrats to even be near any of it. Let the Republican Party take full credit for this mess. And, you know, it's so funny. In the last 3 or 4 days, all these people are buying stocks. And the reason they're doing it, and they're saying it, is because they believe the happy days are here again with Donald Trump. The markets are going to go sky high. No, actually, the markets are going to get slammed. And there's nothing I'm going to enjoy more than being certain that the Democrats don't have their hands on any of it. I want the Democrats to be so far away from this that nobody can even think about blaming them. Because that's how Donald Trump and his nutcases, you know, weirdos and freaks, that's how they are all going to end up where they belong on the ash heap of history with Joe McCarthy. Hey, I keep saying it's going to happen. And honestly, I've said even before, I have no way of knowing what the date is. I just know where we're going. Greg says, if we're worse than a year, he'll buy me ribs, onion rings, and iced tea at Wendy's. Greg, I don't bet people anything on anything. But if you would like to simply tell me that that's what you're going to do, I'll accept it. You buy me all those great things because I love Wendy's. So let's start with Wendy's. 18,000. Chesterfield Airport Road, and the food is the very best. They've got, as pointed out by Greg, they've got onion rings, baby back ribs, and my favorite iced tea in the world. Can't beat that. Now, they also have other great things for people besides me. You can get the wings, and you can get the smoked meat, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, patty melts with tons of onions, salads, excellent salads. You can get pizza, very good pizza. You name it. They've got all these different varieties of food at Wendy's, and a great environment to eat it in, just lots of nice people all sitting around with Ben having great food at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, and you can go right to Defiance and get the same great meals there because they built another one there, $29.99, South Highway 94 in Defiance. It's all the same great Wendy's food. You'll love it. Wendy's. Now, you can get Jules on Hampton. I guess that's why they call it Jules on Hampton. You can get jewelry at 4506 Hampton. And you can go see my very good friend, Al, who will be happy to either buy or sell jewelry from you, coins as well. He'll design jewelry for you. He'll help you to flesh out your own ideas for design. It's just a great place to go and do business in the jewelry world. 4506 Hampton. And on top of it all, they will fix your watch. Now, if you're looking for a great suit, you can find it any day of the week at the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton, right in the same place where it's been for 30 years. They've got shoes and shirts to go along with those suits. And the ties, well, I tell the story all the time, $5. You cannot beat these ties for $5. In fact, you can't beat them at 50. These are really nice, top-quality ties. It's just they only cost $5. It's just the way they've done it. You know, if you get five of these things, they only cost $4. $20 for five ties. It's a great place to shop for men's clothing. If you're looking to get married, they've got the wedding attire there, and they'll put all your men's clothing together for the wedding. They're just really, they're good. And everybody knows they're good. And that's why they've been there for 30 years. Jay and Nick, they run it with their family and some other great people up there. You'll love the St. Louis Suit Company. Now, if you go to Creve Coeur, 141 and Olive, the best Italian food in the world. No, really, I've never had better Italian food. I had pizza at the Leaning Tower of Pisa 50 years ago. Now, let's be honest. 55 years ago. And I'll tell you something. It was great pizza. Okay, so one place you can go is the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Or just get the best you can get. And that's going to be at Tolaine as they beat everybody. And besides the pizza, that's not even the key. The key is the outstanding spaghetti and meatballs. Now, I'm going to be at Tolaine's tonight. I have to meet Meddy and some friends there. But the deal is, tonight I won't be having spaghetti and meatballs. I'll probably just have a Caesar salad. They are great too. It's just everything Italian is phenomenal at Tolaine's. And, you know, like I tell people, it's not the St. Louis Suit Company. They haven't been there for 30 years. No. They've actually been there for 40 years. Pretty good track record. That's Tolaine's, 141 and Olive, next to the Deerbergs, right there. You'll find it. It's great. You'll love it. Tolaine's. Okay. So I don't even think I'm going to start with Matt Gaetz here. I think what I want to talk about is the problem that Democrats have with knowing what to do about Republicans in 2024. Because the Democrats follow the rules. And I'll give you an example. Joe Biden and Donald Trump met today in the White House. They followed a longtime tradition of the loser in the White House bringing in the winner and having important conversations about what's going on in our government. That is absolutely the right way to do it. That's the American way to do it. Now, of course, the Hitlerian way to do it, that was Donald Trump. When Donald was on the other side of this, well, he couldn't spend 10 seconds with Joe Biden. Not a chance. He ran away. He wasn't going to be part of this ongoing tradition. Now he loves it because it's him coming in. But on the way out, he ran away and cried and pointed fingers and blamed everybody. And it was pretty pathetic. So this is the problem. And I'm not suggesting the Democrats do anything differently, but they don't know how. That's the point. They just don't know how to handle or manage this problem because they just do what they're supposed to do. They follow tradition, the rule of law. They just do things the right way. Donald and the Republicans, of course not. Perfect example, and I mentioned this earlier, but it's worth repeating. Donald is demanding that none of the judges, the federal judges, be appointed by Joe Biden. But here's the problem with that. Joe Biden's the president of the United States. And if he wants to appoint federal judges and he's got the support for it, then he should do it because he's the president, not Donald, Joe Biden. And I understand that when Donald wasn't even elected president, he was out talking with Vladimir Putin and meeting with other fascists, Viktor Orban, and praising Orban, and he praised Maduro. You know, when Maduro became the head of Venezuela again, after losing to Gonzalez, Donald said, what a great man. He wanted to be able to do that. I heard Donald with my own ears say he should have never left the White House. He should have just stayed. Well, you know what? You can't just stay. And that's part of the problem here. That's part of the fascism, the Nazism, however you want to describe it. I just stick with the Nazi part because Donald keeps using the German part of it, Reich. See, that's Nazis. So I'm going to go with that. But it's fascism as well. But the point is, the fascists do not want to obey the law. They don't want to follow the traditions. They don't want to uphold the decency. None of it. And that's the problem. And I say all the time, it's not Donald's supporters. Donald's supporters are just conned. They've been conned. And you know, when you're conned by one of the greatest con men in history, you can't feel too bad. Donald has conned some really smart people along the way, around the world, in the United States. He's done it. He did it with that television show. It was a powerful program, which I never saw, but that's not the point. It was a powerful program because it repeated the same thing over and over and over again. I'm a great business person and you're fired. I'm a great business person and you're fired. 10 years of that. And people think that Robert Young can take out their appendix. But Robert Young can't do it. Well, he couldn't do it. He's dead now. And Donald Trump can't run a business for anything. Every business he's got is fined and shut down and attacked by the government. I know. It's all a hoax, and it's all their fault, and it's all weaponized, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Come on. Don't you find it interesting that it's never Donald's fault? Never. Nothing has ever been his fault. And I'll tell you this, DRC and Greg, anybody else out there? If you can find one thing that Donald has said, I did it. Sorry. You'll never find it. Never. In French, jamais. Never. It's always someone else's fault. Always. Don't you find that a little interesting? I mean, is there anybody that has never done anything wrong and that is always just being victimized? And by the way, if you're as great as he says he is, how is it that everybody so easily victimizes him? How about that? This guy is so incredible. But everybody easily victimizes him. They make him look stupid. They call him names. They put him in jail if they had any guts. But they convicted him. But see, that's the thing. He takes no responsibility for anything. He did nothing wrong. He's got his friend in jail. He's got his buddy who ran the CFO position at Trump, whatever it's called. You know, it's Biff Towers. Yeah. So Weisselberg has been in jail because, again, Weisselberg did it. Not Donald. Donald's done nothing. Everybody goes to jail. And Donald, he hasn't done anything. Donald's perfect. 100% perfect. Rudy Giuliani, his good friend. According to Rudy, he can't even get a meal today. He's starving. Has no money. Has no access to food. Nothing. Lost his law license. Because that's what happens to anybody that hooks up with Donald. But then Donald looks at you and says, wasn't me. It was them. They did it. I didn't do anything. I'm perfect. I alone can do it all. But it's all of them who are doing it to me. I'm great. And it's them. They are nothing. They are the worthless ones. They're the ones harming me. So now, Donald says, immigrant detention centers, purge the military. He wants his retribution. He said he was going to get it. And everybody said, nah, he was kidding. It was a joke. Well, there's a joke, okay. The joke is Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, who was involved with a 17 and a half, 18-year-old girl, inappropriately. It's been reported by everybody. But the government, again, you know, they're pretty funny. The government decided it's within 6 months. It's pretty close. Maybe we shouldn't get involved in this. And they left it alone. If they'd have gone after him, he'd have spent 10 years in jail. But the government decided not to. I can't explain it. I just know they decided not to. And here's the thing. All of Washington today is laughing. They want to make Matt Gaetz, who traffics in young women, they want to make him the Attorney General of the United States. Well, they're laughing. They're laughing because Mitt Romney won't vote for it. They're laughing because Lisa Murkowski won't vote for it. They're laughing because Collins won't vote for it. There are a whole bunch of Republicans who won't vote for this. I hope he is the Attorney General. I want all of those freaks in our government so we can look at them, see what they do. Of course, stay separate from the Democratic Party by allowing the Congress to remain under control of all Republicans. And finally, we can get past this thing in maybe 2 years if we're lucky. You know who's coming right behind all of this is a really great person, AOC. She is phenomenal. And you know what? So is Kamala. But we'll see. But the one thing I guarantee you is dinner at Wendy's is great, and Jules on Hampton, and the St. Louis Suit Company, and don't forget Talena's. The greatest spaghetti and meatballs. And I'm Mark Kaysen. And this is Showdown. Good night.